Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single daily Leinishmas Sara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We are in Seder Taros. We're in the fourth parak and we are up to Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. We are in the middle of the Mishnayos describing the situations where the Rabbanan were makel on a suffik of Tumah. And so the Mishnah begins. Rabbi Yossi says, suffik mashkin, if you have a Tumah question on liquids, so la'acholim Tumah. In regard to food, we assume that we have to be machmir. In other words, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that tumas mashkim, to be able to go ahead and make other things tame, is a din del reisa, and so therefore it's a suffik del reisa luchumra ulekelim tahor. But when we deal with utensils, whether it makes utensils tame, when we have a doubt, we are able to go ahead and assume it's tahor, because the ability of a mashka to be metame kelim, the ability of a liquid to go ahead and make kelim tame, is only an issue of an Isur Dirabanan. It was one of the 18 things that they passed the day that Beis Shammai were the greater number inside the yeshiva, inside the house, and that was the day they passed 8 Nidin ordinances as identified in Masechta Shabbos. But now the Mishnah wants us to understand where and how Rabbi Yossi was discussing. Ketzad, what's the case over here? Shtei chavios achas tameh v'achas tahora. When we have two barrels, one of which is tameh and one of which is tahor, v'yosa isa me'achas mehem, and you made a dough using one of them. And you can't remember safik minat tameya asa safik minat taora asa. You don't know if you made the dough from the water that was in the tame one or in the taora one. So zehu safik mashkin, right? That is an example of a safik mashkin, right? And so lacholam tame, as far as the food is concerned, it's going to be a safik on the food. The food's going to be presumed to be tame, but la kelim tahor, as far as the kelim are concerned, it's going to be assumed to be tar. The Mishnah continues, Safik Yadayim. And when we said in regard to a Safik Yadayim, a question of hands that were tar, and you don't know if you touch food that was tame or liquid that was tame, making the hands tame, and I don't know if I touch, and I don't know if my hands became tame, so there are two different aspects over here. The Mishnah says, in regard to the Safik Yadayim, Litame Ulitame, and whether you're talking about acquiring tuma or conveying tuma through the hands, right, where a person's hands were tame and he doesn't know if he touched food, right, or whether his hands were tor and he doesn't know if he touched tame food, v'litahar, ulitahar, or if his hands were tame and he was metaring them, but he's not sure if he did it properly or not, so in all of these instances, tahor, it's assumed that his hands are tor. Safik Rishas Harabim Tahor. When we have a doubt, we know that a Safik Tumah in Rishas Harabim is assumed to be Tahor. And that's that we find in regard to the fact that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So if the Tumah Vada is considered Mutter, if a certain issue that's Tameh, when the majority of the people are Tameh, we can assume that we can proceed. So certainly a Safik Tumah in a public domain is going to be Tahor. Safik Divrei Sofrim, if we're not sure on a issue of Tumah that is Midrabanan, like the 18 issues that appear Masechta Shabbos. Right, so what is that? Achal Achalam Tumayim, Shasamashkim Tumayim. He ate Tameh food, or he drank a tame drink. So in both instances, Chazal said that a person becomes tame if he eats something tame. If a person drinks something tame, he's also going to become tame. But these tumas are only midrabanan. Bar rosho v'rubo v'mayim sh'uvim, if his head and his water came into drawn water, in other words, he went to the mikveh earlier in the day to become tahor, and then he showered in other water. So, in that situation, the rabbis wanted to discourage people from going to shower again afterwards. And so, therefore, they declared a tumah. Three lug of drawn water fell on his head. Sveik otar, the uncertainty as to how much fell onto his head. which might disqualify his previous visit to the mikveh. So in such a situation, Chazal say, since it's a suffix on a derabanan level, the person's going to be tar. But if we're dealing with something that is an avatuma, it's a primary tuma, right? One example would be that if there's a question as to whether you came into contact with an avatuma midrabanan, so we assume in that situation sveiko tame. Right? Now, the avatoma that is a safek, we certainly would assume is tame. But we would assume is Torah. But this, since it came into contact with a certain avatoma, the only thing is the avatoma is only an avatoma midrabanan. So in such a situation, the safek is going to be tame as well. We'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.